from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
To figure out league-wide, is there going to be some type of policy?
Yeah, I was interested to see, as Scott say, like pretty quickly, like Memphis is going to opt in to the revenue sharing. Because, there just hasn't been much from the group of 5 schools on how that's going to work for them or what that's going to look like. But at the same time, I don't think that prohibits group of 5 schools from competing against each other. Like, if Charlotte doesn't opt into revenue sharing, I don't think that means that Charlotte and Memphis can't share a conference. I mean, the financial realities might just be different, and that's always been the case. I mean, it's always been such that the leagues had massive budget disparities within the athletic departments in their conferences. So I don't think that makes it prohibitive for teams to share a league. I think, even within the power conferences, there might be some schools that share more revenue than the others. I mean, we'll see, but I don't buy the idea that one school doing revenue sharing and one school not means that they can't compete against each other. It just means that college sports has always kind of been, had its haves and have nots. And, I don't think that's going to change.
No, I'm with you. Honestly, though, my interpretation of what Ed was saying is, hey, man, we think that's going to be the admissions fee to try to move up to another league. And we want it stated on the record, like, we want to be a part of it.
We're signaling, we're waving the flag, saying, hey, we're in on this.
Yeah, yeah. We've got the LED boards pointing, we are open.
Yeah, I like what he's done and what he's said so far. Like, he seems pretty, like, he seems to address the issues more head on, like, in a somewhat refreshing way. Like, there's so much just coach speak and psychobabble sometimes from athletic directors, but from what I've seen from Ed Scott so far, like, he's not talking around like the issues that like Memphis faces and the opportunities that Memphis has. Like, it seems like he's been pretty upfront, like, about what the goal is and like the ambitions there. So, like, I mean so far, like, obviously anybody can win the press conference, but I think Ed Scott's off to a good start and saying the right thing.
No, I mean, to me, it's like, you and I have covered enough press conferences to know winning the press conference doesn't really matter one way or the other in terms of being successful, but it's really tough to have a better debut than he did. I mean, everyone left coming away very impressed.
He more than won that press conference.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the best press conference at a University of Memphis podium since John Calipari.
Well, and
it's no question, there's not been a better press conference.
And especially to Cobb's point, it's even more so when it's an athletic director. Like, coaches in the end, like, hey, man, they're salesmen. Like, they've got to. But athletic directors are usually a lot more reserved, whatnot. Like, he crushed it, man.
Which is wild, because selling is part of their job.
Yeah.
Right. So often, too, you don't know with ADs, like, because there's this divide in the ADs now. You have half of them who are still this old school, like, well, everything we do is about the welfare of our student-athletes and the welfare of our student-athletes, and that's going to be their answer to everything. And that's such a cop-out. And to me, those old school ADs who just use that and fall back on that for every answer have no grasp or no grasp of reality with where college sports is at right now. So the fact that like Ed Scott can, I'm sure he still cares about the welfare of student athletes, but the fact that he can address the issues, knows the issues, understands Memphis's place in the landscape, like that's significant, because I don't know that every sitting AD out there in Division I has that sort of reality and that true understanding of, where things are at and where a place like Memphis wants to go. So, yeah, I think he probably set to rest any fears that people may have had about him with the way he handled that presser.
Cobb, we really appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, man.
That is David Cobb of CBS Sports.
So the thing about that playoffs, that group of five playoff, it would just, what would you be playing for? Because right now, if it's currently the same system, the best team from the group of five is in the actual playoffs.
Correct.
So you're not even playing to be the best group of five team because that team is not participating. It's an awful idea for right now. Awful.
Yeah. I mean, I get.
Stick to your bowl games. At least you can win an actual thing that you're supposed to.
I mean, I think the other problem is the only way it makes sense is if it comes up with its own revenue stream that it would entice people to forego the college football playoff. And I just don't see how that's possible.
Right, they wouldn't.
Right.
And that's we just like brackets. And so right now, college football is bowl games. It's bowl games. They're there. The system's already there for the teams that don't make the tournament, at least for right now.
Yeah.
At least for right now.
Again.
If they start pushing the group of five out of the big one, they need their own tournament.
Then you've got to come up with your own, your own division, and that's fine. But that's kind of my whole deal is you don't do that till you're forced to do it.
But if Memphis is the best team this year in the group of five, they're going to go to the actual college football playoffs. And so if you win the group of five tournament, what are you winning?
Well, then it's also are we really going to say okay, if Memphis goes and gets beat in the first round, hey, you want to turn right back around and keep playing?
When do they play it? Right? Do they wait to play it till January?
Play it because the playoff, I believe, is going to start 2 weeks after championship week, so whatever, that'd be
there's a new schedule this year.
It's gonna be earlier than most bowl games,
right?
But I don't know, I feel like that'd be a tough sell. Let's say Memphis loses in the first round, I think it's gonna be tough to kind of rally the boys, hey, y'all ready to go play Liberty?
We're already in the position where coaches and players do not want to participate in these postseasons if they're not playing for the top prize.
I mean, the only way that you're gonna get people to do it is if you're going to incentivize them to play in it.
Right.
And to me, that seems like a long
way. They can get a TV deal. There's a lot of things that could work with it, but why would we care?
Yeah, I don't know if they could get a good enough TV deal
to make it worthwhile for everybody.
Correct. I think that would be the issue. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into the list. Draymond Green went on a podcast. He had some things to say, including how he almost went to Memphis. We'll discuss that and more when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
ESPN, the list.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Draymond Green.
You just made the list!
Well, Kevin, Draymond found a microphone. First time I know he did find a microphone. This from Jonah over at the CA. Draymond Green has played his entire NBA career with the Golden State Warriors. But that almost changed during the 2023 offseason, Green said on his podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Quote, last year during free agency, I called Klay Thompson, and I called Steph Curry, separate calls, and I called Steve Kerr. And I was telling them, like, yo, I'm leaving. I'm going to Memphis. And I remember that call with them because I was going to leave. Green was reacting to Thompson's decision Tuesday to sign with the Dallas Mavericks, ending the association among Curry, Thompson, and Green that resulted in four NBA championships. But according to Green, he nearly broke up the group during free agency last season. The Michigan State product ultimately re-signed with the Warriors on a four-year, $100 million deal. All right, so the first things first is, what is the timeline here? Because I believe it in the sense that Draymond was at least threatening to leave, because I also think it was I think it was a negotiation tactic. Now, I think it's also possible if the Warriors would not have said, all right, here's 4 years, $100 million, I think that it could have been one of those situations where he winds up here. What I would like to know, though, is did that happen before or after Marcus Smart? Because what I would be more curious about was financially, how were they going to make it work? Because if you would have told me that they, and I think it would have had to have actually been after Marcus Smart, because the Marcus Smart deal, right, I think basically happens the day before the draft, and the draft's before free agency. So maybe, I guess they were also going to look to, they would have, at some point they would have had to do a sign and trade, maybe. I guess Steven Adams would have somehow had to leave, whatnot. I guess I look at it this way, and I'm curious to know how you feel. I feel like bullet dodged.
I think, Well, because here's the thing. You got to have these, I've got multiple ways of thinking about this. Because Draymond Green, in theory, would be a great fit for, like, Memphis and the grit grind, and that we would connect and like him.
We don't take it from anyone.
Right. We would enjoy that guy, but it's not the right time for him to be in Memphis with what's, we're trying to, you know, get Ja Morant to be, you know, the level of superstar he's supposed to be. I don't think you want Draymond in your locker room, or really on your court, where a lot of his shenanigans occur, when you're trying on this young team. You need that. You know, he's not the leadership that you're looking for. There obviously would not have been. It doesn't matter. Last season was a throwaway season anyway.
Correct.
So you're looking at going into to this season if you had Draymond on the team for this year. I mean, I don't see the Grizzlies winning any more games if he was on the roster. I mean, yeah, maybe a few games, but as far as playoff position or draft position, pretty much the same if he was on the team last year. Do you disagree with that?
Here would be the argument that I would listen to. It ended up, you're 100% right in the sense that it ended up not mattering because it was a washed season. And there's just nothing. I do think this team needed some dog, but I don't know if that's the type of dog they needed.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I do think that they needed someone with a little more toughness and whatnot, but I'd rather have it with Marcus Smart. I'd rather get the dog that way. My biggest problem with Draymond is, I will go to the grave defending this take. Like, if he got drafted by the Kings, you would not know who Draymond Green is.
Okay.
But he got drafted by the Warriors, and that's the way sports works. Like, it just is. And that's why he's going to be a Hall of Famer or whatnot. Personally, for me, it would have been brutal because I'm on the record. I don't sports hate Draymond Green. Like, I actually hate Draymond Green. Like, I hate what he stands for, like how he operates and what he does to other people. Like, I think he treats people really poorly. But the bigger deal to me is, you would be, if you added him, if you're going to play him at the five and then Jaren is like roaming, you're still running into the same issues that we keep talking about. Like, you're really small. And right. like it works. I think this is going to be one of the more interesting things to monitor from like style of play. The Warriors changed everything in the sense that with Steph basically being able to cross half court and being in range, and then Klay being the unbelievable shooter that he was, they changed spacing so much. They extended the floor. And so the style of play started to really negate centers, like true big men. And so that is what allowed them to get away with playing Draymond as basically your big for so many of those minutes. But like we've seen in the playoffs, like Draymond's gotten benched. Like the Warriors got better during the 22 playoff run when they put him on the bench.
Right.
And so I'm more curious to see as we like exit out of kind of the Warriors era, are we going to see more people? Because we kind of saw it a little bit this playoffs, like the return of the big. I mean, you know, we saw...
It would be fun. Now, I would like to see it. Obviously, Grizzlies fans would like to correct. See it now at this point.
Like, obviously, well. You know, the Celtics do still more of five out, but, like, we saw big man play from the Mavs. We saw big man play from the Timberwolves. I mean, we still... It's a little bit different, but we still kind of see it with the Nuggets.
And that's not in the favor of Draymond.
Correct.
All right, here, let's play a new game here. We're on the eve of the 4th of July.
All right, let's do it.
So I went to, because I just Googled, looking up the story, like to check, see what people are saying. The headline here from SI.com, tell me if it's clickbait, or throw in shade. Or throw in shade here. Draymond Green reveals he almost signed with another NBA team. They left off the Grizzlies out of the headline at SI.com. Are they just doing clickbait so you find out what team it is? Or are they just throwing shade at the Grizzlies because they don't think they deserve to be in the headline? Draymond Green reveals he almost signed with another NBA team.
Clickbait. Now, I want to be clear. I have clickbait is, even though I'm not still a writer, clickbait is close to a trigger term for me. Uh-oh. Because I think clickbait is a certain thing. If that said... in the middle of that story, you also had a 25-photo slideshow to get the page clicks. That is clickbait to me. Yeah. Like, when you are just trying to juice up the clicks, if you write a good headline that makes me want to read the story, I don't view that as clickbait. I view that as writing a good headline.
Well, the old way of writing a good headline would be a pun, right?
For sure.
You'd have
or
a
something
pun.
Clever.
Like, there needs to be, I'm kind of disappointed. Of course, we're missing an Ed in this, but like the Daily Memphian and the Commercial Pill have yet to really realize. We had Ed Scott arrive and Edie arrive. So where's our Ed and Edie type of headline going on from that Cartoon Network show? But we kind of need, there's that middle part. But, you know, I figure it out. Make that a headline. But that was the week in sports in Memphis. It was Ed. In
Edie,
but no Ed in there. We need more Ed. But I like the pun. That's what you do if you get print, right? If you get print, do something great and punny. But yes, it's still clickbait, though, Jeffrey. It's still like they want you to click on it.
They aren't. But
see, doesn't mean it's not a relevant story. But like you know, present your headline so you click on it. You don't give all your information in the headline, or nobody's going to click on it.
Though
so that's kind of what
I do agree.
That's
I guess though to me is I think there's a specific type of content. That is clickbait, in which it's juicing.
Oh, no, there's some that's straight up. That's
correct.
What they're doing. Like, they're
correct.
Just putting out the slideshows.
Correct.
And five.
Or, like, TMZ. Like,
when
you do, like, the TMZ, click here to see who this cute little kid turned out to be. And then it's right. like.
What does so-and-so look like now?
Yeah, it's like, and then you have to, like, click five different pages.
Remember him?
Right. That's clickbait versus, I think it's a well-written. In the end, if you entice me to read it, I don't necessarily...
It's successful. I mean, there's different types. I guess maybe there needs to be a more of a distinction. Not all clickbait is bad.
Right, because the reason...
You can respect the clickbait of something like that. That gets you to click. That's great clickbait.
That's probably a better way to phrase it. I guess the problem that I have with it is far too often now when... We've decided as a society that when... Like, if you write something and I go,
right.
Great story, Kev. Really what I'm saying is I agree with you. And
right,
if you
exactly.
if you write something and I don't like it, clickbait. Well, no. It means I don't agree with it. Like people have decided to label anything that they don't agree with or anything that's uncomfortable as clickbait, and I don't think that's true.
That's Well, I'm saying, like, did SI, they leave the team name out so you would click on it and find out what team
it would
be?
I don't think it was Shane at the Grizzlies.
I was not saying
that. I would say that was designed to get you to click, not Shane.
So you might as well have the reveal in the story because you need the clicks so people see the ads and you get them. Yeah, it's a So I mean, there's nothing wrong with some clickbait, but if your whole operation is a clickbait factory
correct.
Of slideshows and stuff, that's where it gets the negative reputation. But that was your headline there.
I'll tell you the other thing that's fascinating to watch. We are getting the blame Clay stories. Like, this is, you're always going to get the post-mortem, you know, man, he was really, you know, Draymond's got his problems, but really, you know, it was just as bad behind the scenes. Clay Thompson. It's like,
we'll see. We'll see how far the Mavs go this postseason.
And then also the Warriors. Shout out. Like,
and see Warriors,
I guess they did value Grizzlies because they've just got two of former ones. D'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson. It is, I don't know, like, I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I think it's interesting that two guys that the Grizzlies let walk, the Warriors wanted them. Now, you could also make the argument that kind of shows you where the Warriors are, that guys that the Grizzlies could let walk, they are determining they need them.
Right.
But, I don't know, I find that fascinating, because those are two guys the Grizzlies could have kept and chose not to.
Yep, another plan for Golden State.
Now they're playing for Golden State. All right, let's go with Shane McMahon.
You just made the list!
All right, this is a story that Kevin presented, I think, did it break last weekend? Because I want to say I was in Vegas when I read it.
The story's ongoing. So the originated from our buddy Conrad Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast host. He was on with Jim Ross on the podcast saying that
he's been on your shows.
Yeah, he follows me on Twitter, you know.
The mortgage guy.
Yeah, the mortgage guy. He's got mutual friends. He has friends in AEW, and they had informed him that Shane is McMahon has been reaching out to All Elite Wrestling, for those who don't know, the other national promotion. It's on TNT. And
Collision will be here on Saturday.
And the Superstation, TBS. Yes. And that Shane McMahon was interested in talking with people over there in AEW. So that was a big story in the wrestling world like last week. But then the news breaks in the past 24 hours, reports of Shane McMahon talking to the former Sasha Banks. She's now Mercedes Moné in AEW. She's the TBS champion. But they were talking in the airport. They were at LaGuardia Airport, and they were seen talking to each other. And it's like, oh, is Shane still trying to get in? Because she's now one of the biggest former WWE signees over there at AEW. So, but the story is because of his last name, right? This is Shane McMahon. Vince McMahon forced out, and rightfully so, from the company that he helped build as a global phenomenon. But his son, really, honestly, like, you can talk about a lot of people and who knew and who was connected. Maybe Shane, yes. His sister probably a lot more knew what was going on. But Shane hasn't really been involved in office operations in a long, long time.
Even when he came back to WWE, it was mostly on air as just a talent.
And he's definitely not going to come back as a talent, I would think, in WWE. I just wouldn't think that's possible. He doesn't seem to get along with the guy running the show, Triple H, his brother-in-law. They're not on the greatest of terms. I'm sure they're friends and fine. They're family members. They see each other on holidays, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you know, but, you know, Vince rubs it in Triple H's face that Shane made boys.
Well,
kept the McMahon name going.
Well, he did do that, but Shane's got to be jealous as the son of the guy, you know, and that your brother-in-law is the one who ends up taking over.
Well, I mean, and honestly, his sister got picked over him.
Right. Now, he's like third pick here on this. And so Shane McMahon, who also was a wrestler, you know, you can't forget, very recently a wrestler, but his last appearance, do you remember this, Jeffrey? He, like, tore his quad. I guess it was WrestleMania or something. Snoop Dogg was involved, but Shane made a surprise appearance, came out, and, like, tore his quad or something, just like his dad did at some point.
It's what the McMahons do.
Yeah, and he hasn't been on since, but the idea of a McMahon being a part of another wrestling organization is something that you never thought you would see, and what would it lead to? Of course, Tony Khan is the owner of that. Is a dad big? You know, he owns the Jacksonville Jags. Football team, the Jags. Yeah, and he's involved with that organization. So, do you think we will ever see Shane McMahon in an AEW? It would definitely pop the ratings for a night.
So, here's my impression, and you tell me if you think that if you're buying what I'm selling.
All right.
It feels like Shane's the one trying to push this.
That's all the reports seem like he's the one reaching out, and he's now coming up to people at the airport. Like,
because if I'm AEW, if I'm AEW, I don't really get what's in it for them other than, like you said, maybe pop a rating for a little bit. But in the end, the bigger coup for them would be stealing one of the, you know, if you could somehow get Cody to come back.
Oh, for sure. There's other bigger. Yeah, you get somebody to come back for sure. But I mean, Shane is just, because it's just kind of a mind-blowing moment.
Help me understand
this. Of McMahon to walk into a different, they're so associated with the other organization.
Absolutely. I mean, when Vince bought WCW,
right.
Shane had to go take it.
Right.
Yeah. The last Nitro. The
former owner of WCW.
Correct. The former. What a segment. With Vince smelling the money.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What an all-timer.
But I don't think Shane can wrestle anymore, I think is the problem.
No,
so,
he
probably can try to wrestle at the age that he's in.
Let's be real. Shane's in-ring work was not what we cared about.
He was a stuntman. His style was very ECW.
It was high-flying, stunts.
Less bloody ECW. He did a lot of stunts.
But I guess this is... Help me out with this. Because this is what I've struggled with. And let me be very clear. I am happy Triple H is running WWE. I think it's unquestionably a better product. I'm sure that it's more than just...
It has improved.
Yeah. It's more than just his involvement. But to act as if Vince not being gone and the product being more watchable, I attribute that to him largely.
For sure, yeah. It's not a coincidence.
What I don't understand is how did he avoid the Vince stink? Because because Stephanie gets caught up in it, and you're telling me that Stephanie knew, but her husband didn't, who was also working in the same office?
Yeah, that's the thing. He hasn't got it involved in it yet, but could he? I don't know. I don't know.
Let's take a quick break because your mystery guest is here, so we got to tell everybody about it. 901 Wrestling, we got a special mystery guest. He's in studio. We'll tell you about it when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
NASCAR fans, enter to win a VIP trip for two to NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway and a chance at $1 million in the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing. Visit TNLottery.com for details.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
Don't miss the Independence Day sale at Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf. Take advantage of incredible deals like 20% off all used clubs, Orange Dot apparel starting at $29.99, and all closeout shoes and bags get an extra 20% off. Shop in-store or online for great Independence Day deals. Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there!
At Zaxby's, we don't just make chicken fingers. We make the most premium tenderloin. 12-hour marinated, hand-breaded, fried to golden perfection. Deserves not one, not two, not even three, but your choice of 12 dipping sauces chicken fingers. Chicken fingers that you can dip, dunk, or drizzle in ranch. And Zax sauce. And spicy Zax sauce. And honey mustard. And tongue torch. And barbecue. And I'm out of time. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart?
please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16 and get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount, excluding supply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
Women here in Memphis are wearing bigger, better quality diamonds and some amazing designer rings thanks to the arrival of Genesis Diamonds. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and Genesis came on the scene here last year and shook up the jewelry world big time with rock-bottom prices on diamonds, a selection that's like 20 times ordinary stores, designer rings you can't find anywhere else, and guarantees and warranties that are the strongest in America. A relaxed, no-pressure, laid-back experience with no commission salespeople. Everybody here is loving what Genesis is doing. Whether you want a lab-grown diamond or a natural diamond, Genesis will easily beat anyone else's price. The owner is a former diamond wholesaler, and Genesis has cornered the market on the world's most acclaimed designer rings. They have all the top 10 designers in the bridal world. Thousands of handcrafted rings made by the premier designers. For whatever special occasion you have coming up, don't go to the old-fashioned stores for the same old, same old. Discover the store that's raised the bar in quality, selection, and value. Prepare to be blown away. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Grill out and chill out with Family Dollar. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics served with a side of sizzling summer savings. Great things come in twos, like Ballpark Hot Dog, two for $5, or Bush's Baked Beans, two for $4. And don't forget the condiments. Pick up everyone's favorites, like Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, now two for $3. Plus, save more than ever before with smart coupons and special summer deals with hot new offers dropping every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Regions Bank presents Goo Goo Dolls, live at the Garden. Friday, July 12th at Radiance Amphitheater at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. General admission lawn seating on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by South State Duncan Williams, Duncan Williams Asset Management, AutoZone, True Green, The Lily Company, Gossett Motors, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
Now, back to Jeffrey Wright and Company, live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River in Wynn, Arkansas. Jeffrey and Company on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, welcome back to Jeffrey Wright and Company right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. We got Kevin Cerrito as our company this weekend. Kevin, in addition to being the company this weekend, he is also the host of 901 Wrestling. Got a big show coming up on Saturday night at Black Lodge, 7 p.m. At the end of the segment, make sure you're listening for your opportunity to call in, and we will give away some VIP passes to Saturday night. But Kevin, turn it over to you to introduce our mystery guest.
Yeah, so July 4th weekend show. It's always a big deal every year. July 4th weekend, come see some 901 Wrestling live this Saturday. Tickets are just $11. The promo code we've been giving out all week, just exclusively right here on 92.9 for the listeners. That promo code is obviously 929. So use that promo code when you're buying tickets at 901wrestling.com, and you'll get 29% off any ticket. But our guest today joining us in studio has been was a mystery. This is a big deal, and we've got a big guest here. He calls
himself surprise entrant number 30.
Right. He calls himself the King of Memphis. He's a former 901 Wrestling champion. He's been missing from the 901 Wrestling scene here for a few months, but he apparently is back at least today. He is Hunter Havoc.
Hunter, where have you been?
Well, number one, I thought I was showing up to a credible show.
No. That you should. Tommy should have let you know that this.
I show up. Yeah. You got a guy that does Star Wars trivia and
and a music bingo.
And Jeff Calkins pool boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, guys.
Yeah. No, I mean,
is this really what I came for? Because this, I need to talk to my booking.
No,
booking
agent.
This is it.
Tommy knew what he was booking you on.
And I need a better introduction than that, Kevin Cerrito.
I gave you
King of Memphis. Undefeated,
K-O-M.
Undisputed.
Look,
10-time world champion, the most feared athlete, the most recognizable athlete in the city of Memphis next to Penny Hardaway. Okay? It's I need a proper introduction.
Right. Look, for years I said self-proclaimed.
So you are saying you're more recognizable than Ja?
For sure.
Okay, so we have two Ja slights from your wrestling company back-to-back days, Kevin.
I'm the King of Memphis.
KOM. Some would say
I'm the only wrestler anyone recognizes. These other guys go out, they don't know who they are.
Well, it's because you're a big dude.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, you can't miss you. I'm glad to have the return of the big guy in wrestling. And wrestling needs big guys.
I mean, the fans are glad to have it back, too.
I mean, Hunter's been dominant. He was the champion. Now, self-proclaimed, for so many years, I was on the radio with the king, Jerry Lawler. Mm-hmm. So it took me a while to come around to this King of Memphis moniker here that we've got from Hunter Havoc, calling himself the King of Memphis.
I never heard of that woman you're talking about. She sounds nice, though.
All right, so self...
That's Sherry Green. I think she's on the city council.
So self-proclaimed was what I would say, but you did. You made it to you sat on top of the throne here in Memphis. You were the champion. You held the top title in the territory for a year. But since losing it, you haven't been around. Are you coming back?
Sarita, I've been around.
I haven't seen you at
Black Lodge to a bunch of idiots on a Saturday.
Hey, come on
night.
Now.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm still
these are the 901 fans.
I tell you what, I could show up Saturday and get my belt back. It wouldn't be a problem.
Oh.
I could show up next month and get my belt back. It wouldn't be a problem. You don't know when I'll show up. I'll show up anytime I want.
Anytime, anywhere, any place.
Beat somebody up and get my belt back.
Now, I'm getting...
Simple as that.
I'm getting kind of Jericho vibes here. Did we take some time off, go learn a new hold? What happened?
We didn't take any time off.
We're still...
I'm a busy man. Like I said...
You had places to be, people
reason,
to see?
The only reason I came here today, I thought I was doing Jeff Calkins' show.
No. He's
and
in Michigan.
You guys tricked me.
Yeah, that's actually how...
It was like trick
that's how
booking,
I actually
you know
got
what I'm
my
saying?
Own show, is people...
Yeah, bait and switch.
Right. People thought they were getting Jeff Calkins. Right. No, they got his sidekick.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Arkansas version of Jared Leto.
Yeah. 100%.
Just uglier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared Leto's a very talented, beautiful man.
Yeah. I'm just saying. So I show up to do stuff like this. I mean, I am mm-hmm. the king of Memphis wrestling media. I've been on everybody's show. Best numbers they do. You'll do numbers
popping
today.
Popping numbers here.
Yeah, you'll do numbers today. This will be your highest rated, what was your name again?
That'd be Jeffrey.
Yeah, highest rated Jeffrey mm-hmm. show there is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, we're putting asses in seats.
You might beat John and John for the week. I don't know what the number count is mm-hmm. or whatever, but you might beat them.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's not a competition between shows. All we're trying to do is compete with the other shows on not on the station, but at the same time. That's how I would get rewarded one way or the other. But I think the big question we have to know is like, why are we back now?
To get my belt back.
So this
simple
is
simple as that.
But you're
normally I come in here, I got 25 pounds of gold,
right?
And I'd let you hold it while I took
belt.
A picture with you.
I saw it yesterday.
So you show your kids and be like, oh, I met Hunter Havoc, the King of Memphis. I give you a little feel-good moment, but I don't have it with me. So it's like I'm doing an injustice to you and everyone else because I don't have it with me.
Now, how are we getting the belt back without a title match?
I mean, does it matter? I don't think I ever lost the belt. I think I just show up and take it.
But you got to show up, though, Hunter. You haven't shown up at Black Lodge. Where have you been? The Wild Card Rumble's right around the corner coming up on July 20th, the Over the Man Top Rope Battle Royal. I mean, 13 901 wrestling stars will be entered in that. That seems like that could be right up your alley.
I don't think anybody could throw me over the top rope, Kevin.
I guess. Is that your path to the title? The winner of that gets to choose any title in the 901 they can go after.
I don't know. No. Some kind of way. Any kind of way I want, really. Any kind of way I want.
So if we're here to get the belt back, do we have a plan of how to get the belt back?
Yeah, we got a plan.
We have a plan. We can't give away state secrets.
I mean, I'll let you in.
I mean, I'm...
Come in the ring, Havoc Slam, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
We get the belt back. It's just like that.
All right, so...
I will be 901 wrestling heavyweight champion again.
But so, are we putting a timeline on this? Like, do we need it back by Saturday? Do we, like, how...
Anytime.
Anytime, anywhere, any
anytime.
Place.
So I've been trying to get in touch with you, Havoc, for months. I mean, you haven't been. I've been like trying
Hard
to schedule.
I love it.
Schedule an interview with you on the 901 shows at Black Lodge because people want to hear from you. They want to see you. And here you are today. Yes, your booking agent. We've made this happen. This is Hunter Havoc speaking again for the first time in months.
That's right.
And what did you pick today? I know you said you thought it was the Jeff Calkins show.
I thought it was Jeff Calkins.
You just wanted to meet Jeff Calkins.
Yeah, good guy, good sportscaster. listen to a show a lot, and I come here. And
you hear me on that one too. Just so
but are you back though? Is this like the return?
I'm back. I'm back. Hunter Havoc is officially back.
As of right now, today.
As of right now.
How big of a pop is that going to get?
You broke the news first, Kevin Cerrito.
This is big news. Jeffrey broke it.
Jeffrey broke it.
No. I mean, I'd say Hunter Havoc broke it.
Right, that's true. He did break it. He breaks a lot of things.
He is a very, very large man. I gotta imagine.
Paint the picture here, Jeffrey. They can't see Hunter right now. We'll get some pictures up on the 901 social media. We'll retweet it on the ESPN Twitter as well.
But when you're a short guy like me, basically anyone over like 6'1 is just tall. But I'm gonna guess 6'3.
6'4.
350?
Around there.
Right there?
Around there.
I mean, we've moved from like left tackle. We're now more as in our guard phase of offensive line play. Would you agree?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is a mountain of a man.
Who have you seen me wrestling on one? What shows have you been to?
So the only thing that I have seen is the YouTube clip, and I'm not allowed to mention the match.
You've never been to a show?
I've not been to a show yet.
Why?
Because I have a 10-month-old, and every time Kevin schedules a show, it's at 7 p.m., which is bath time.
Okay.
I also like being married. My wife. I also like to play golf, and so if I miss bath time, then I get to play less.
I mean,
golf.
I'm sure they give you enough money being number 3 to 92.9.
I mean, I can't keep up. Or you're making fun of me for being a meaningless show
on Saturday. You
and
know what
now,
I'm saying?
Now you're saying I'm Scrooge McDuck here doing like backstrokes and
cash. You can get a Saturday babysitter and come out and check the show out.
Tickets are only they start at $11.
So. Yeah, right. $11.
It's more of the what is my wife's reaction.
And then we have so much trash every once in a while. They do like fan appreciation night.
I have $5.
You know what I'm saying?
I have guaranteed Cerrito that I will either be there Saturday or I will be at one of the two July shows. I've guaranteed him that.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that you're not wrestling on Saturday because I would assume you'd be on the next card.
So from what you've seen, what wrestlers do you like in 901 wrestling?
Well, I mean, again, I'm not allowed to mention a couple of them.
I guess.
But there was somebody that was on the program yesterday that I think does great work. But I'm not allowed to say Bobby Ford.
Oh, okay.
But from your perspective,
I don't know.
You don't even know who I'm talking about, right?
They probably came when I was on my hiatus.
Yeah,
more than likely. So,
but I mean, I would presume.
I thought you were going to say Roscoe.
No,
because that's the guy at 901 Wrestling right now.
Ooh, is that a call?
Roscoe, you do need to see Roscoe in person. But Hunter, I think I think you're being serious there. Roscoe, he's won one match. I think maybe he might have was disqualified in that match.
Yeah, for biting somebody's face off.
Well,
how about that?
Roscoe is a force. I am not going.
Shout out to Roscoe.
Roscoe Monroe.
Shout out to Roscoe Monroe.
That is making an appearance.
Roscoe, he's older. He's older, but very impressive. And he's currently in the swamps of Louisiana training Tyler LeMasters for his big comeback. So I don't know when that.
I like playing the character LeMaster. Like, make sure you keep the Cajun in there. LeMasters,
they just got connected. I don't know what their history is, but
is that the little red haired kid?
I don't
long what? Hair. Red
let's
hair.
Let's talk. Let's can we talk about?
Because I know you and Jeffrey, both of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about you?
Roscoe would beat up both of y'all.
Can we talk about you?
That's not saying very much.
At the same time, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Can we talk about you?
Cerrito's dressed like a tennis instructor right now. I just want to let everybody on the radio know.
It's Wimbledon, man. He's in the spirit.
Is it? Yes. Yeah,
but what for those who haven't been to a 901 wrestling show, people like Jeffrey. Why do they need to come out? What's different about this show than any other wrestling show that
the
they will come?
Best live show there is. In the best venue. Have you ever been to Black Lodge for anything?
I have.
Black Lodge is awesome, man.
It's the Rosemont. What's the big arena outside Chicago that all the WWE people love? The Rosemont,
Horizon.
It's like Allstate Arena now, but it's the smaller venue in Chicago that's got the low ceiling and everybody just loves it because it's like a ton of noise. Same thing with Black Lodge. You just feel the environment when you're there. You love it.
Exactly. Black Lodge is one of the best venues in the city of Memphis, man. Full bar, restaurant, everything.
Bathroom's close to the bar.
Right. The ambient. Everything is awesome in there, man. Best live show you can go to. 901 Wrestling is the best entertainment you can have.
Well, I think I don't agree with Hunter with much, but I do agree with that. I mean, there's some type of vibe in the air. Like, you just, it's there. You can't match it. When you're there, you know you're in the place to be in the 901 the night. It's a party. Whether you like wrestling or not, you will enjoy a 901 wrestling show. I saw a guy last night out at one of the trivias I was at, and he was like, when I was first told about going to wrestling, I was like, what are you talking about? But now he's hooked, and they get upset when they miss a show, because you don't need to miss a show. The full schedule's up at 901wrestling.com. You can plan your life around it, Jeffrey.
Well, I mean, wrestling's back, y'all.
Jeffrey, you could bring five of your weirdo friends, and
that's true. They
you
are.
Most of them
are still wrestling fans. Yes,
y'all sit there and hammer White Claws and just have the time of your life.
We don't like the malted. We're real vodka, real juice guys.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys would have the time of your life, man.
No, I mean, I love live wrestling.
Cheering on Cerrito.
This is basically to keep the home life in balance. I love wrestling. And so I would also love local wrestling. But that's the only reason why. And now I'm getting guilted on my own show. Calkins would not let you do this.
Would he not?
No.
Calkins is a good man.
No, Calkins, you're not allowed to ask questions he doesn't know the answer to. And then you're also not allowed to make him feel uncomfortable on his own show. And I am feeling uncomfortable because, again, there's a very large man that could attack me at any moment.
Right. Yeah, that
same feeling Cerrito has all the time.
Yeah, no.
Whatever means Cerrito in the same ring, he's over there.
Cerrito is
shaking.
Cerrito
in his
has
little
smart
velvet suit coat or whatever.
Well, Cerrito, it sounds like, has implemented a you can't touch him rule.
Yeah,
that's another big one. But also,
it's in my contract.
He's got plexiglass in between him and Hunter, and he's a good solid 10 feet away. So Kevin's protected, and he's also leaning away, so making sure that Hunter couldn't put that. What was the Havoc drop? What was the finisher?
He said, called it the Havoc drop.
Cerrito, correct your boy, man.
I was asking.
It's the Havoc slam.
Havoc slam.
The most devastating move in professional wrestling. The Havoc slam.
Again, I don't
do
want
we need to.
Nobody
is ever
straight.
I do not need.
I think he wants to take one, right?
I don't think he wants me taking bumps.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm telling you, I respect the move so much that I'm scared of it that I couldn't remember the name of it.
Could you body slam Cerrito?
Absolutely not. No way. No chance.
We're not the professionals that you are, Hunter, and all the wrestlers.
Cerrito, what about you? Since I've been gone and you've been bored with subpar wrestlers and boring,
come on now,
boring feuds and boring matchups, and life hasn't been the same without
the King.
You brought
up Roscoe.
Who do you want to see Hunter Havoc wrestle when he comes back?
You need to be in the title picture. It would be cool to see you in the wild card rumble. I mean, because I don't know who would throw you over the top rope.
It would be unfair if I was in the wild card rumble.
But let's give credit where it's due. The roster of 901, we had Bobby Ford in here yesterday. As much as I disagree with him, he is he's a young, I would say up and coming star for so long, but he's at the top now. He's got that top title. You've got to see Bobby Ford live. Everybody loves the grappler, even though he struggles to win. Andy Mack may be the best wrestler in this territory of this millennium. Andy Mack.
But he's not the King of Memphis.
Did you say he's the second best?
I didn't say. I'm saying he's one
you
of the
said
best.
He's, no, you said he's the best.
If you've never seen Andy Mack wrestle.
Cerrito, you said he's the best.
You told
best.
Me to name people
I
on
am
the roster.
Best, okay, let me tell you something.
Andy Mack is wrestling
era,
this Saturday. You've got to see Andy
this
Mack.
This era in Memphis wrestling will always go down as Hunter Havoc was the best. Andy Mack was the second best.
We're in the Havoc era.
Okay, you are. Andy Mack will always be number two, and don't you forget it, Cerrito.
I think Andy's got a new nickname, number two.
Number two.
Just saying. All right, let's give away some tickets to go see 901 Wrestling. The phone number is 901-445-0929. You're going to get two VIP passes to go see Hunter Havoc and the boys on Saturday night. We'll take caller number two to get those VIP passes.
Oh, we'll in honor back. Of...
Can I answer the phone for the caller?
Oh, you want to talk to the caller?
Yeah.
That's a good question, but we do have to take a break. So let's
all
do that.
Well, can I say something before the break?
Let's say it when we come back.
All right.
We'll do that. You're listening to Jeff Wright and Company on 92.9 FM ESPN.
July 4th is upon us. Tonight, we shall celebrate with a dazzling display of sky pyrotechnics.
So we're all united.
Yeah!
Equal, I'm glad we got our independence. Can you imagine me British? Eating tea and dunking crumpers?
92.9 FM ESPN.
Independence Day.
Memphis' sports station.
Happy 4th of July weekend from all of us here at 92.9 FM ESPN.
The one-stop shop for hoops in Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When your wiper blades do more smearing than clearing during a storm, it's time to replace them. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a pair of Bosch Pure Vision wiper blades on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Offer is valid in-store only. Our professional parts people will even install them for free. Get a better view of the road at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At Zaxby's, we don't just make chicken fingers. We make the most premium tenderloin. 12-hour marinated, hand-breaded, fried to golden perfection. Deserves not one, not two, not even three, but your choice of 12 dipping sauces chicken fingers. Chicken fingers that you can dip, dunk, or drizzle in ranch. And Zax sauce. And spicy Zax sauce. And honey mustard. And tongue torch. And barbecue. And I'm out of time. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Introducing Lumi for Men, and we named him Mando. I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman's brother, the inventor of Mando Whole Body Deodorant for pits, packages, and feet. Because we all know our pits aren't the only places we get odor. Mando Whole Body Deodorant is different from anything you've tried before. It stops odor before it starts, powered by our acidified technology. Mando controls odor anywhere you have it. Her patented Whole Body Deodorant formula has over 200,000 five-star reviews. And because Mando has a 60-day stink-free guarantee, you can try Mando risk-free. Give Mando Whole Body Deodorant a try today and smell like the stink-free man you were intended to be.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code 555 and get an extra $5 off a Mando starter pack that comes with a solid stick, cream tube, two free products of your choice, and ships free with code 555. Go to shopmando.com, code 555. For an extra $5 off a Mando starter pack, that's shopmando.com, code 555.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance. Personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local PF Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. PF Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com. Or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool's been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the DQ freezer, home to all the Blizzard flavors of the past. Picture it opening to bring back the Salted Caramel Truffle Blizzard for a limited time. Picture that Salted Caramel Truffle Blizzard in your hands. It's all yours. No, really, it's all yours. This treat is too good to share. Everyone will have to get one for themselves. Hurry in to get this flavor before the DQ freezer closes. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right. Hunter, the ethos of this show is don't tell the story. Tell your story. We will give you the final word to tell your story here.
That's right. I just wanted to tell you that I am the greatest professional wrestler that ever lived. 10-time world champion. The king of Memphis. Undefeated. Undisputed. I'm great. I want you to check me out on all my social media. Hunter Havoc on Facebook. Big underscore hunt 901 on Instagram, 901wrestling.com. You can see everything that I have. Appearances, bookings. You can buy tickets, merch. 901wrestling.com. Also, go over to YouTube. I have my own page on 901 Wrestling. You can click on it. It'll show you all my matches on YouTube, full-length clips.
Watching film, baby.
I have all kind of good stuff on there. Watch-alongs.
And we're going to
so much good content.
We're going to hear your name soon at back at
He's
Black
back,
Watch because you're back.
I'm back.
Today maybe
I'm
this
back.
Saturday, July 6th.
Number one.
Maybe in the Wild Card Rumble on the 20th.
Yes.
My thanks to Hunter for being in here. My thanks to Kevin this week, David Cobb for joining the program as well. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, I was hoping you'd come over and, you know, maybe put on some old gym shorts, you know, and throw on the jersey. And at least, you know, I think it'd be a hell of a show. You're just getting you live, huffing and puffing, seeing if you can do some of those super guests.
Even when I was in shape, Coach, you'll remember I couldn't do it. Even when I was in shape, that first day of super gassers, when we had to run four super gassers, I'd get through one and then have to do my makeups after.
So I'm confused. You said when you were in shape, so when was that again?
Okay, to be fair. Okay, that's fair. Understood.
This is coming from a middle-aged fat guy sitting at his desk, so don't worry.
Hey, but you'd be out there running with us. You'd be out there running with us a couple of times.
Those are the good old days. I don't know if I could do it anymore. Yeah, smoke.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app. Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, an Odyssey sports station.
Don't forget to say cheese at Hattie B's. Hattie B's is kicking off their summer with three new cheesy menu additions, including pimento cheese, drinking buddy beer cheese, and American cheese slices. Now you can add a slice of melted cheese to their hot chicken or southern fried chicken sandwich, and not just any cheese, new school American cheese, the best tasting, most perfectly melting American cheese. Hattie B's at 596 Cooper, online at HattieB.com, and download the Hattie B's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.